Hurricane Rita. A spokesman for the Louisiana Cattlemen's Association says since all the coastal parishes had cattle, the number in trouble could be more than 30,000. A military jury found Private First Class Lindy England guilty on 6 of 7 counts today, including 4 counts of maltreating detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. She faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. Sentencing starts tomorrow. Anti-war activists in D.C. and the first to be arrested in a protest outside the White House today. Police started making arrests when dozens of people sat down along Pennsylvania Avenue knowing they would be taken into custody. After 3 warnings, police started making arrests. About 50 people arrested in the first hour. Dozens of others waiting to be taken away. One man climbed over the White House fence. He was quickly subdued by Secret Service agents and taken away. A spokesman for the U.S. Park Police says the protesters will be charged with demonstrating without a permit, which is a misdemeanor. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says George Bush is, quote, very much aware of the protesters and recognizes there are differences of opinion, as he called it, on Iraq. Republicans were giving Chief Justice nominee John Roberts a glowing assessment as debate began on the floor of the Senate today. Majority Leader Bill Frist says Roberts is the brightest of the bright. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter says Roberts has the potential to bring a new day and a new era to the Supreme Court. Democratic supporters say they are still concerned how Roberts will rule once he's on the high court, but they can't argue with his qualifications. Senator Russ Feingold says Roberts' credentials and reputation as a fair-minded person have convinced him that Roberts won't, quote, bring an ideological agenda. The confirmation apparently pretty much assured. They're saying 2 out of 3 senators have said they will vote for Roberts. Frist and Minority Leader Harry Reid expect Roberts to be confirmed by Thursday. Senate Republican Leader Bill Frist denies any wrongdoing on the sale of his HCA stock, and the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Christopher Cox, said to avoid a potential conflict, he will not participate in the investigation.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news, now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam, they now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Sam Cedar, who had to dash out of here. I said, hey, stick around. Let's have a beer. You know, I'm going to be on the air. We can sit here and have a beer while doing it. No, I got to get home to the baby. Oh, my God. Kathy and I and the kid are here in New York City for the duration for this week, and we'll be broadcasting from the new Air America Radio studios, which are pretty impressive. We went Sunday night to the Raven and Harold's Club down on where is it, Kathy? On Avenue A and 13th and 12th. Had a great time. Had a huge crowd there. Gave away, how many T-shirts did we give away? Gave away T-shirt. Yeah, we're on a budget. T-shirts, keychains. Just had a real good time. We always do at the Raven. Also raised a few bucks for hurricane relief. So to everybody that turned out last night, thank you very much. We just had a hell of a good time. And our good friend Harold Kramer, who put the whole thing together for us. Thanks. And then today, what do we do today? We had lunch with a real nice woman named...
Her name was Deborah.
I just wanted you to say it, just to see if you're paying attention in there in that super producer's booth you're in. Oh, my God.
This is like Mission Control in here.
Yeah, no kidding. I feel like any second somebody's going to start talking or counting backwards and we're going to launch. But Deborah, who took us to lunch today, was a real sweetheart. We had a good time talking about stuff. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is every time we come to the city, we get nothing but welcome. Welcome, welcome, and we're really grateful because, you know, Kathy and I are just a couple of Georgia Hicks, and when we come up here, you know, we come up barefoot and, you know, torn jeans, and Molly was a hit on the subway, wasn't she? We took the 6 train from down here in Chelsea all the way to the Upper East Side today at 5:20 in the afternoon. You don't want to do that. Right at the end of Sam's program, he was talking about this website that was set up. I didn't know about this until today, IraqPartnership.org. And the website was set up so that people could respond to a plea from the Bush administration to raise charitable contributions for the war in Iraq. This is insane. It's unbelievable. How do you do that? What do you say? I haven't been to the website. What does it say? Hi, we need money for more murder. Please write us a check. They raised $600 in 2 weeks. $600. And a spokesman for the Bush crime family said, well, every little bit helps. No, we're not disappointed. God, these people just disgust me. Although, remember those bumper stickers? It'll be a great day in America when there's plenty of money for education and they have to hold a bake sale to raise money for a war. Remember that? Maybe that's what this is. Maybe you know. I just want to mention this real quick because you know, it puts everybody to sleep every time we talk about taxes. In the Times the other day, Bush's tax cuts are going to affect, let me put it this way. If you make between maybe 45, 50, 55 grand a year and up to about $120,000 a year, guess what's coming your way? all of a sudden you're going to be included in the group that pays an additional tax to the alternative, what's it called? The alternative minimum tax, a tax that was set up decades ago to make sure that the wealthy who knew how to use tax shelters and this and that didn't escape totally from paying part of their share of the cost of running this country. Bush's tax cuts and the way he's kind of tampered or screwed with the tax system means that millions of American families who have never paid this tax before are now going to find that thanks to Bush's so-called tax cuts to the wealthy and lowering thresholds and earning this and whatever. I'm not, you know, I should have an expert in here, but I don't. But because of that, millions of families now are going to be paying more taxes starting, I think, in 2006. I think with the money earned in 2006, which means in April 2007 when you file your return. Maybe it's 2006 when you file your return. Now, the Times reports that families with children who own their homes will be hit hardest by the increased alternative tax. Think about that for a second, okay? This is Republicans. This is the Bush crime family. Republicans always try to tout this idea that they are pro-family. The Republicans are not pro-family. They, like predatory capitalists anywhere on the planet, they are anti-family. They'd like to see the family. The family is a threat because when you're part of a family, your first loyalty, your first allegiance is to the family. It's not to the state. It's not to the corporations that now run the United States. It's to your family. It's to your spouse, to your kids, to your grandma, to your auntie and your uncle and your grandkids. That's where your loyalties lie. What the Republicans want to see is the family shredded. Go back to the days of serfdom or in this country, slavery, where family members could be split up at the whim of the plantation owner. Make a few bucks selling dad and a couple of the brothers, get them off the farm, the plantation here in Georgia, and sell them down to another plantation in Mississippi. Okay, let's do it. That's what the Bush crime family is talking about now. It's the same thing. And where does the religious right come in? The Christian right, quotes around the word Christian. If you're a Christian, a real Christian, no offense, you know. But the Christian right in this country, they're going to be the ones who will be the arbiters of what's just and correct and proper. While your ass is being sold off to the highest bidder because predatory capitalism hates the family. This is what the Bush crime family is all about. Do you all understand that? Do you understand that? Is it coming through, finally, what the Republican Party has evolved into? A huge, vicious machine that devours everything in its path. Education, environment, your family. It doesn't care. And who sits at the top of that predatory heap? Yeah, George W. Bush. Y'all get it yet? All you people who voted, all you people in the middle to upper middle class, the mid to upper middle class, who looked at, you know, you went to your accountant said, well, now, listen, the top 5% of the American taxpayers got 80% of the benefits, but you know, you fit right, you fit in here. Jesus, you're going to get a pretty good deal here. Wait till your accountant tells you about the alternative minimum tax. And if you have kids and you're buying your house, stick a fork in yourself because you're toast. Now, what happens when you get to the point where you can't maintain? Don't think about filing bankruptcy, booby! Because you have assets. You know what happens if you go to file bankruptcy? Now? You see how this works? You see how the door is closing on your fingers? Huh? You Bush supporters make me sick. And I hate to involve myself in Schadenfreude, however the hell I don't speak German. You know, the idea that somebody else's suffering causes me some kind of pleasure. But I'll tell you what, to see supporters of Bush, Republicans, all of a sudden get this in the face. You know, when they sit down, they're, well, you know, I'm all right, Jack. Whoops. I made $150,000 last year. I'm fine. I don't have anything to worry about. And then you file that tax return, and the accountant says, I got some bad news. Last night at the Raven, one of the questions that we were talking about was my doubt or questioning about how effective massive demonstrations are any longer in Bush's America. I got an email from Michael today who said, during the Q&A, you expressed doubts about the validity of protests in the present fascist state of affairs in America. I do disagree with you here. Going to the protests, even when apparently changing nothing, and receiving barely a notice by the big business-controlled media is nonetheless an opportunity for activists and people of conscience to see each other and see the potential and the growing power that protesters represent. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. ABC Tuesday, a Boston legal premiere so sizzling, only one guest star could make it hotter.
What's going on?
We were just looking at naked pictures of your client.
Heather Locklear joins the Emmy-winning cast.
The media has painted me as the Black Widow.
God, you're sexy.
I'll have a pair of my pants delivered. You can try and get in them on your own time.
Boston Legal, the season premiere.
Is it chilly in here, or is it just
me?
This Tuesday at 10, 9 Central, only on ABC.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Phone number here is 303. What's the number here? 866-303-2270. It's still the same number, Malloy. 866-303-2270 if you'd like to call in. Email here from Nick, who went to the demonstration in D.C. Over the weekend. Well, Mike, here we are with another anti-war demonstration that seemed to have a laundry list of issues. I had been hoping for a focused demonstration that stayed on message. From what I watched on C-SPAN over the weekend, it appears that Answer has once again pulled off a bait-and-switch rally. I am proud of the turnout, and I'm proud of those that were there to protest the illegal invasion and occupation of Iraq. With that being said, International Answer disgusts me. At one point, they had a hooded man on stage talking about Israel and Palestine, and I'm sure to the average American moron that watched, he looked just like a jihadist. Way to go on that one, International Answer. That will get the fence sitters on our side. Nick writes, I will never support International Answer. They are a detriment to our cause. If you look at the folks from Answer, it was hard to tell what they were there for. Support of communism, free Mumia, free Palestine, kill the Jews, free the Jews, save the whales. Oh, yeah, and I think something about a situation in Iraq. Here's hoping that we liberals and progressives can someday get our heads out of our collective ass and start getting some focus. From Nick, yeah. We had an interesting experience here in New York. We were going to take the Amtrak from New York down to D.C. And by previous arrangement, Kathy and I decided that she would stay in the city with Molly and I would go. And it's about 8:30 in the morning. Got a call from, actually it was about 9 o'clock in the morning. Got a call from our New York bureau chief, Teresa, who was in D.C., and some friends of hers had called her and said that the trains were delayed 3-4 hours coming from New York. A 3 or 4 hour delay meant that the trains would leave New York just about the time that the march was stepping off. And then a 3.5 hour trip means that we would have gotten there about 5 PM when everything was finished. So I didn't go. And went down to Penn Station, just cruised it to see what was happening, and there were hundreds of people that came out who had been, some of them had been on the train. And when the announcement came that there was a 3.5 to 4 hour wait because of electrical problems. And, I watched that. I saw the people out there, and I thought, you know, it's amazing to me the kind of pull Karl Rove has. He can call Amtrak and tell them to hold the trains from New York. Now, who did I say that to today, Kathy? I said it to somebody, and they said, come on, that's kind of a stretch. Is it? But I think by any measurement, other than how it was covered by media again, there was some coverage, some decent coverage, but it was a resounding success. How many people have to get out there? How many hundreds of thousands of people have to demonstrate? How many times before the point is made that Bush is a war criminal and what he has taken us, this country, into is an impeachable offense, not just what he did, but how he did it? What's it going to take? Let's do some phone calls, all right? Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Will.
Get a chance to check out my blog?
My brain is mush. Which is your blog?
one, the number one,
yeah.
angrypatriot.blogspot.com.
Oh, that's right. I've got it back in Atlanta. I don't have it with me. I'll do it when I get back. I will.
They hauled off Cindy Sheehan to jail today.
Yeah, I heard about that.
If you pull up my blog, I'd like to see him try to arrest this guy.
What do you got?
I got a picture of a Marine in full dress carrying a sign that says, "End the war, bring the troops home now."
Well, as long as that Marine doesn't sit down, it's my understanding that Cindy Sheehan made the terrible mistake of sitting down in the street, and apparently in Bush's America, that's just not allowed. You're not allowed to, what did they charge you with, blocking traffic or protesting without a permit? That's right, demonstrating, I think she was charged with demonstrating without a permit, and when you look at the First Amendment, it says the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances shall not be prohibited. I kind of got the phrasing backwards, but I can think of nothing more peaceful. Of course, that's what Dr. Martin Luther King did, too, and thousands of his supporters just sat down. That's what Gandhi did, just sat down. Power doesn't like it when you sit down and say, you know, I'm not going to be moved. But I like your idea. Let's see if they can move a Marine. Right?
Right.
All right. Will, got a break here. Thanks for checking out. I'll check your website, your blog site when I get back to Atlanta. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
ABC Tuesday, a Boston local premiere so sizzling, only one guest star could make it hotter.
What's going on?
We were just looking at naked pictures of your client.
Heather Locklear joins the Emmy-winning cast.
The media has painted me as the Black Widow.
God, you're sexy.
I'll have a pair of my pants delivered. You can try and get in them on your own time.
Boston Legal, the season premiere.
Is it chilly in here, or is it just
me?
This Tuesday at 10, 9 Central, only on ABC.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Email here from Brendan regarding what I said about questioning the effectiveness of massive anti-war demonstrations. Brendan writes, Mike, I also tend to question the effectiveness. However, I'm glad they still do take place. My main concern is the way organizers apply for permits from this fascist regime. I have a permit to peacefully assemble whenever I like. It's a Bill of Rights. I think groups like United for Peace and Justice should specifically not apply for permits. Let the government arrest 100,000 people for exercising the right to peacefully assemble. Yeah, I agree with that. The whole idea of permits thoroughly pisses me off. It does. And one more here, and then back to your phone calls tonight. We're going to take a lot of calls tonight, by the way. So phone number is 866-303-2270. Our friends over at TVNewsLies.org sent this to me. This is about the pro-war demonstration. Did you all hear about that? This is well written. Let me just do a couple of paragraphs here. They came to cheer for Bush's war. They came to counter the anti-war rally. They came to heap praise on their president for his leadership and wisdom. What a sorry group they were. Their organizers had planned for thousands. The glitzy bandstand looked out on a sea of chairs prepared for a large turnout of real Americans to show their support for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In the end, a meager couple of hundred showed up. They came to prop up their trusted leader in his blind commitment to staying the course. They failed quite miserably. It wasn't only the poor turnout that made this event so pathetic. First, it was the exploitation of the dead. Family member after family member of a dead soldier thanked George Bush profusely for waging the war that took the life of their loved one. And second, it was the concerted effort to portray the anti-war protesters as fools and traitors and left-wing radicals. That, too, fell totally flat. They really tried. Give them credit for that. It was a 1-2 punch. Hit the audience with a heart-wrenching story of valor and death and then blame the protesters for not supporting the troops. Have a grieving spouse or parent share the real pain of losing someone in the war and follow it up by someone telling Cindy Sheehan she should move to Iran. And so it went for hours on end, interspersed with sparse applause and isolated war whoops, on and on and on. And then, of course, there were the highlights, the moments to remember, the ones that put the icing on this bitter, poisonous cake. Best of all was the introduction of, quote, a great American, end quote, to help their cause, G. Gordon Liddy. Talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel. It could be that many in the audience had no clue that the man they were cheering and applauding has spent more than 4 years in prison for planning the Watergate burglary. What an historic moment that was, witnessing the birth of a convicted felons for war. Then again, thinking of Bush's appointees, how utterly fitting. And this goes on. It was really, really sad to... And so typically the case with the people that, how do you support a war in which your family member has been killed that was based, the war itself was based on lies? How do you do that? Is it the grief thing? I've never lost a family member in a war. I've lost family members to cancer and heart attacks and strokes, and but I've never lost a family member to a war. And when I lose family members to a heart attack, I don't praise the butter industry. If I lose somebody to because they have a stroke, I don't go out and say, thank God for the American Tobacco Company. What the hell is wrong here? George W. Bush enters this country into a war that has no basis in truth, no basis in logic. And people who should be home taking care of natural disasters like hurricanes are conscripted into this battle zone, and they are blown into a million pieces, and the remains are sent home, and the parents grieve, and the spouse grieves, and the children grieve, and the family members grieve, and then they stand up and say, thank you, George, for killing my loved one. I can't understand that. I can't understand that part of grieving, where you thank the person who is directly responsible for the death of your family member, and then shift the blame away from that son of a bitch who took the country into war. Oh, no, 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 no. Let's not blame him. Let's blame the war protesters. They're the ones who provide my son with inadequate weaponry. They're the ones who make sure my son doesn't have the proper bulletproof vest. They're the ones. You see how it works? You see how it works? I cannot understand that. So 300-400 people showed up Sunday for a pro-war demonstration. Jesus God, a pro-war. We want more killing. We are so filled with grief because our family member is dead. We want your family member dead too. We want more people to be sent into it. We want more killing, more blood, more guts, more blown off arms and legs. Did any one of the speakers at this pro-war rally suggest that the 13 or 14 eligible members of the extended Bush crime family, eligible because of their age, draft age, if we had a draft, starting with the Bush twins, and Jeb's drunken son and drug-addled daughter. Did anyone suggest that the 13, 14, 15 members of the Bush crime family who are of an age to be drafted, were there a draft, that they go sign up for this glorious war? Did any speaker at the pro-war rally suggest that? I'll bet not. So there they stood, one after another, according to the reports. Thank you, George, for killing my son. Thank you, George, for murdering my only daughter. Thank you, George, for killing my mom. Thank you, George, for blowing my dad into a million pieces in Tikrit or Fallujah or Baghdad. Thank you, George. God, we love you. Oh, Christ, we love you, George. Thank you for murdering our family member. Thank you, George. Let's have more of it. Oh, Jesus, George, we love you. Now, let me think here for a second. 1,900-plus Americans killed in Iraq. Another 300 in Afghanistan. 2,200 American families, one would think, would have been represented there to thank George for the death of the family member. Thank you, George. I really appreciate it. You know, my son was, he had a daughter, and his wife is pregnant, and he had just started his career, but he still has obligation to the National Guard. Thank you for killing him, George. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, George. You know, his six-year-old daughter still cries for daddy. Thanks, George. So 2,200 Americans have died in these two wars so far, and 400 sad, broken people show up. And then this filthy pig, G. Gordon Liddy, this filthy, filthy, degenerate G. Gordon. Every time I hear him on the radio, I don't care if he's on his own program or somebody on this network has the absolute audacity to put that son of a bitch on Air America. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So 400 people show up, huh? How sad. How sad. Let's do some phone calls. Dave is calling from Chicago. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Glad to talk to you again. I have two quick things, and while I was listening to your, your thoughts on like this with, people thanking George, it almost kind of reminds you of like that saying from the movie Animal House, where they were getting spanked and they kept saying, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?"
Right, right.
That's what it's like. I'll get to my points real quickly. One, this whole thing with Cindy Sheehan being arrested,
right.
It's just, it makes a person numb, to think that this country that's supposed to be the land of the free is now basically saying, no, you can't go there, you can't have freedom of speech. Basically blowing their nose on the First Amendment is what they're doing. They're saying, oh, if you speak up or if you sit down, oh, your ass is going to just have to be arrested.
Hey, let me put you on hold a second. I'll come back. I got to take a break here, Dave, and I've only had you on for about a minute, so we'll come back right after the break. It's not just Cindy Sheehan or anti-war protesters. Every year, at Fort Benning, Georgia, the people who go down there to protest the torture training at School of the Americas, every year, 20, 30, 100, 200 people are busted. Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
ABC Tuesday, a Boston legal premiere so sizzling, only one guest star could make it hotter.
What's going on?
We were just looking at naked pictures of your client.
Heather Locklear joins the Emmy-winning cast.
The media has painted me as the Black Widow.
God, you're sexy.
I'll have a pair of my pants delivered. You can try and get in them on your own time.
Boston Legal, the season premiere.
Is it chilly in here, or is it just...
Me?
This Tuesday at 10, 9 Central, only on ABC.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Back to Dave, who called in from Chicago. Where were we, Dave?
Yes, Mike. Well, I was talking about, the loss of the First Amendment and stuff like that, basically, which is, that's how they start with something that seems very innocuous, and they get their foot in the door, and then they work in other ways, you know, it's kind of like how you were saying, like about the guns being removed from their hands. Wait till that happens.
Yeah, really.
You're going to hear some shrieking then. You know, the other thing I wanted to tell you that I thought was really interesting, I thought you'd get a kick out of this, is we only get your show on the reruns, unfortunately. And I never got on XM Radio because somebody on your site said that your show, I guess, is being broadcast on XM from like 1 a.m. to 4. Well, there are those of us that, you know, unfortunately, we're not born rich.
I hear you.
So we do have to go to work. But, you know, so I listen to all different shows, and tonight I was listening to, for a little bit, to see what Deborah Rowe said. I can't really stand her, but, you know, the way
she's
over.
She's one of the talk show hosts on WLS.
Yeah,
still.
She's
yeah.
Chicago's version of Condi Rice. That type of mentality.
Right, gotcha, gotcha.
I feel so bad for Nate Clay, you know, because right. I even asked him one time, I said, what's her game?
And okay, now for people around the country who don't know these names, Dave, Nate Clay's another talk show, a real liberal on
Nate's great.
WLS, and Deborah Rowe is a conservative on WLS. Okay, what did she say?
Well, she wasn't on it. Terry Lyon Crying Whining O'Brien was on it, substituting. What a surprise.
Yeah.
And she was crying about, you know, talking about the, you know, a commission to investigate this thing on, you know, the Katrina.
Right.
And she had said something, and I don't know how truthful it is or not, but she had said something about that she's, like, somehow involved in being sued. So we can only hope. You have a poster on your message board named Spitfire who talks about her from time to time.
Right.
And says he tries to call her and she does all these things where, you know, but I guess he really is good at engaging her. So maybe there's somebody listening from the Chicago area that may know a little bit more about this, and if they do, if they could somehow please post it on your message board, I'd really appreciate it because I'm curious as to find out what's going on. Maybe she's going to get hers. If you want to debate a person like her, people, you need to go to an event where she's showing up, where she can't hit the dump button. Because I did that
That's
at
true.
The auto show, and I didn't cuss her out, but you know what? She I said, name your sources, and she couldn't. She was totally brain dead. And one last thing, Mike, before I go, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. You remember when you worked for WLS, or as J. Marvin used to call it, WGOP?
Yeah.
Their ratings are falling. Big time. Don and Roma used to pull in like a 5-4, and they're pulling in like in the high threes now. Ro Khan,
okay.
When he lost Gary
Dave,
Meyer, they
Dave,
had one of the best
Dave,
successful shows.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Dave, you're killing my audience. You're just killing it.
I'm just saying.
No, I know. But this is all Chicago stuff. Let me tell you something. Somebody listening to Phoenix doesn't care.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we got a new stuff with IND. You were talking about that guy, Michael, one who said, we don't care about your son being dead. That's, like, unfortunately the big thing here now.
I gotcha.
Jeb Babin, he's another winner.
All right. Well, good. Dave, listen, I'm glad you checked in. Take care. Eventually, we're going to be on a Chicago station, I swear to God, where, you know, this program, I mean, Air America's on, but, you know, what?
2 weeks ago, we met this really strange woman on the bus.
Stop, Kathy. Just stop. Dave had something to say, and he got it said.
And I didn't like the way she looked at you or me. And I just want to tell you, for everybody out there who knows her, you know, she needs to stop taking that bus.
Stop. Dave was just being Dave. It's cool. John is calling from Minneapolis. John, welcome to the program. Yo, John.
A quick discussion about the people having to get permits for protesting. You know why we are where we are on that now, don't you?
Yeah, because America has become a fascist or a neo-fascist country.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the procedures that brought about the fact that we have to have permits now to protest are by and large caused by the years and years of people trying to protest abortion. Don't hit your dump button.
No, why would I do that?
Well, that's just pretty, you know.
No, wait, I'm trying to understand what you say. The people who protested abortion as a result of their protests,
the liberals that didn't like to have to endure all that protest were the ones that came up with all the
Well, that's absolutely not true. Who told you to call my program and say that? Because that's
absolutely...
Okay, well, it's absolute bat squeeze. That makes no sense at all, none whatsoever. What, there have been some federal court rulings that have said that protesters can't impede the flow of people going in to have their wombs broomed out if they so choose. This is, for Christ's sake, America still, you know. And abortion still is legal, John! So why are you calling my program with lies? Get out of here! Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Cindy Sheehan is a clown, Karl Rove said last week. There is no real anti-war movement, he continued. Saturday's peace march in Washington, according to Rove, would be one big circus. Liberals such as MoveOn.org also stayed away, fearing co-sponsorship by the Radical Answer Coalition. In both Republican and Democratic circles, the march didn't exist. Turns out the naysayers got it all wrong. Upwards of 150,000 people showed up, the largest rally in Washington since the war began. For the first time in a decade, protesters marched past the White House, demanding an end to the war in Iraq. The days of antagonism between the military and the movement vanished long ago. Hundreds of veterans participated, including those from Iraq Veterans Against the War. I've never done this before, said Army First Sergeant Frank Cookenham, who recently returned from a second tour in Iraq. But here I am, in uniform, figuring this is the only way I can shove it to Bush. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
ABC Tuesday, a Boston legal premiere so sizzling, only one guest star could make it hotter.
What's going on?
We were just looking at naked pictures of your client.
Heather Locklear joins the Emmy-winning cast.
The media has painted me as the Black Widow.
God, you're sexy.
I'll have a pair of my pants delivered. You can try and get in them on your own time.
Boston Legal, the season premiere.
Is it chilly in here, or is it just
me?
This Tuesday at 10 on Central, only on ABC.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist denies he had insider information when he sold stock this summer in HCA, the hospital company founded by his father and brother. Separately, the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, former Congressman Christopher Cox, said to avoid a potential conflict, he would take no part in the agency's investigation of the Frist stock sale. Questions have been raised about whether Frist had inside information before the sale, because insiders in HCA also sold stock during the first half of the year, and the stock price dipped right after Frist sold his stock. Frist and other Republicans today praised Chief Justice nominee John Roberts during Senate floor debate. Democratic supporters say they're concerned about how Roberts will rule once he's on the Supreme Court, but they say they can't argue with his qualifications. Two out of three senators reportedly have said they will vote for Roberts. He is expected to be confirmed by Thursday. In Beaumont, Texas, residents still not being allowed to return because authorities say it's still too dangerous after Hurricane Rita. Jefferson County officials will meet Thursday to decide when residents who left ahead of Rita will be allowed to come back. Homes are still being checked for bodies. The bodies of five people, two adults and three children, found today in one home. They were apparently overcome by fumes from a generator they were using for power. The death toll from Rita stands now at seven. Algiers, the first New Orleans neighborhood officially opened by Mayor Ray Nagin. One resident says Algiers is high and dry. Unlike most of the city, Algiers also has electricity and clean water. Some residents of coastal Louisiana unleashing more criticism of the federal government in the wake of Rita. One after another, boats bringing people from flooded sections of one parish, some in tears, and some cursing the federal response as inadequate. Private First Class Lindy England was found guilty of conspiracy, maltreating detainees, and committing an indecent act today. She was acquitted on a second conspiracy count. The Fort Hood, Texas jury of five officers reached the verdict in just over 2 hours. She faces up to 10 years in prison. The sentencing phase starts tomorrow. England's trial, the last for a group of nine Army reservists charged with mistreating prisoners at the Abu Ghraib jail in Baghdad. Activist Cindy Sheehan under arrest today for allegedly disobeying police orders during an anti-war protest outside the White House. She was led to a police vehicle as other protesters chanted, "The whole world is watching." Sheehan was among dozens of protesters who sat down on the sidewalk after marching along Pennsylvania Avenue. Sheehan and the others then were taken to a processing center where they were fingerprinted and photographed, and police said they would be given a ticket and then released. Today's protest follows the massive protest on Saturday. This is Air America Radio.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. See, that last call right before the break, John from Minneapolis, I think it was. And, up on the screen, our associate producer had typed that, he wanted to talk about the tax cut, I guess, and the fact that millions of American families now are going to be subject to the alternative minimum tax. I don't know if he wanted to talk about that. But, he comes off with this, who it was that made it difficult to get or necessary to get permits to demonstrate. And that was the people who protested, the protesters at abortion clinics. At least he was honest enough to say that Limbaugh told him that nonsense, unless he was just trying to be a smartass with me. But that's what happens. Limbaugh does put that stuff out. What did he say? Was it today, Kathy? He said that there were only 30 or 40 people that showed up. 300,000 people shows up, and this dumb bastard says 30 or 40 people showed up, right?
He must have been talking about the little freeper rally on Sunday.
Oh, no, I think so. He's probably just, gobbling those Oxycontins. He just ate a handful of, just eating the drugs. And, oh, Jesus, when is this guy going to prison? Huh? When is somebody named Big Spider going to, say, hey, how long are you in here for? Oh, good, you're my bitch. Starting now.
You got a purty mouth.
You got a purty mouth. Man. So the caller, the caller from Minneapolis, what's up with that? How can people function with that kind of nonsense stuffed in their head? And then when you think about what Limbaugh, I'm not going to talk about Limbaugh, but you think about the garbage that he's put out there over the past 12, 14 years to millions and millions of gullible Americans that type when you step on their foot, their mouth flops open like a garbage can. You can throw anything in there you want to throw. Jesus. All right. Let's go back to some phone calls here. I'm just in the mood for phone calls tonight, okay? Everybody okay with that? You don't mind? Okay, Jim is calling from San Francisco. Jim, welcome to the program. Here we go again. Come on. All right, well, Jim, call back in. Judy is calling from Salem, Oregon. Oregon. Judy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
It's nice talking to you. I just called in because I was thinking about the demonstration in D.C. and the war supporters, the 400 who showed up to UN.
Right.
And I was curious, it made me wonder about what kind of military strategy we have that they weren't smart enough to figure out. They had 400 people right there that they could sign up. And I'm wondering also, perhaps maybe they were some of the lobbyists that maybe Bush promised things to later on in their careers.
Well, the way I understand it, Judy, and this is what made that pro-war demonstration even sadder than it was, that the 400 people that showed up, a good percentage, if not the majority, a goodly percentage of them were people who had already lost family members in this murderous war. So I get your point. As far as being a recruitment center, I'm surprised, too, why there wasn't a couple of booths set up, the Marine Corps, maybe the Army.
Sure.
So that the younger people who were there, maybe someone who hadn't lost a relative in Bush's war, could sign up. You know, just here, come here, kid, come and sign up. You know, we're going to teach you a trade.
Well, you know, those older folks that were there supporting the war, they probably have other children. You know, they have grandchildren or perhaps nieces and nephews.
So sad.
If they support the war, I think it's time these people stand up and fight their own war.
Yeah, the only way I can get my mind around a pro-war demonstration that is chock-a-block with people who have had family members killed in that war, and the war was illegal and based on lie upon lie upon lie, is that they are grieving, these parents. These spouses are grieving so deeply, and they don't know how to deal with the grief, and they can't admit that this murderous bastard in the White House tricked them into giving up a family member. So they do it this way. That's the only thing I can come up with. I can't believe that people are really pro-war. I just can't do it.
I can't either. You know, another thing I was thinking about while I'm on here, the Katrina situation and the woman who had the nursing home, where she's being charged for...
Yeah, the husband and wife are being charged, 36 people dead or something, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if that will also come around for Bush in that respect, in that he deserted the whole state.
Yeah.
As much as they deserted their nursing home. So why is it possible that he could possibly be charged with these kinds of things also?
Well, this is Bush world. Things like that don't happen in Bush world. But I get your point. Thanks, Judy. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. All right, let's try Jim again in San Francisco. Jim, welcome to the program. Glad you called back in.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we had a great demonstration here this afternoon, and I also wanted to talk about something else. We have a little bit of time, but first of all, it was a great demonstration. Had about 50, 60 people outside Congresswoman Pelosi's office demanding that as a minority House leader, she show some leadership, that she support the bills in there to cut off the funding and to develop an exit strategy. And we had some, you mentioned the demonstrations at School of the Americas. We had some veterans from those demonstrations setting a nice tone of nonviolent civil disobedience.
Well, did Pelosi, any a member of Pelosi's staff come out and acknowledge what folks were doing there?
No, actually what happened was it was at the federal building, and about 30 people went inside and spoke to Pelosi's staff, and then a group of people outside did a die-in and locked the doors, and the police let them do it for about a half hour, 45 minutes or so, and then they came up and very gently, very civilly said, you have to disperse now, and people refused, and then they were gently led away and cited for blocking access, and
it all sounds way too gentle for me. Didn't anybody's head get cracked?
These people are 60 years old.
Oh, never mind. Okay, I'm sorry.
You gotta have a little heart, you know.
Jesus, you're in my age group.
they're good folks, and you know, it's about demonstrating will, you know, and willingness. Right. And we had 50,000 on Saturday.
50,000 in really? Yeah. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was the biggest since the anti-war march. I mean, before the war started.
Before the war,
it wasn't
right.
Big, but each time it gets bigger and bigger. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, if we have time, is everybody's discouraged with the Democrats, and I hear you talking about it a lot because I listen to your program a great deal, and there's a way around the spoiler problem. You know how Nader always gets blamed for Gore in Florida?
Right.
That's called the spoiler.
Yeah.
Well, in San Francisco here...
Hey, Jim, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I got to take a break. I'll come back. You can tell me about the spoiler factor, and we'll wind it up with that. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Shut up, fool!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C, advanced protection, ester protection. Look for advanced protection, ester C, and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Past the hour. All right, back to Jim in San Francisco. Where were we, Jim?
We were talking about the spoiler effect, you know,
that's
where
right.
Nader gets blamed because Gore lost Florida.
Right.
And that's called the spoiler effect. And it really, in 2004, a lot less people were willing to vote outside the Democratic Party because they were so terrified of getting Bush. We still got him. So the way around that is the way we vote here in San Francisco, and it's beginning to go across the country, but it's still word of mouth. And it's called instant runoff voting. Or ranked choice voting.
Right.
Where you rank choice your ballot first, second, and third.
Do you know that the chances of that being adopted across the country are like, oh, I don't know, slim and none?
No, wrong.
You think?
No, I disagree, because I think this is a free speech issue of this generation. When I tell young people that you can go to the polls and vote for who you really want, instead of who you have to tolerate,
right,
and still not end up with the exact opposite of what you voted for, they get excited. They get it. And this is already going to happen in about three cities here in California. It's been approved in the state of Washington for three cities. North Carolina has passed it in the House. Howard Dean, the head of the Democratic Party, titular head, supports it, because they're going to use it in Burlington, Vermont. Now, we have a very unique opportunity right now because you got the head of the Democratic Party supporting a process which allows for greater participation of political parties. It's a win-win, so he's very smart to do it. The people inside are confused and trying to hang on to the two-party system. But it is a grand opportunity to really broaden this democracy.
Okay, I love the idea, and I'm sure everybody listening to this program loves it. How do you convince boards of election in, say, Georgia, in Atlanta? How do you convince boards of election across the country to put such a program into effect, especially the ones that are controlled by Republican legislatures? Because all this stuff takes acts of the state legislatures to change the process by which people vote. So how do you do that? And I'm serious.
Well, you're right. Actually, at the city level, it only takes the county's permission to do it. And we don't need to have it in every state. We only need to have it in those swing states where the Democrats keep losing. So it's in their vested interest. And the easiest states to do it are the states that have a Democratic governor, a Democratic legislature, and then shame on them if they don't institute the reform that allows Greens and other progressives to manifest on the ballot. And I mean, there's a website I can give you.
Give it.
And the listeners, it's www.fairvote.org, and there it's the Center for Voting and Democracy. You got John Anderson, the independent from years back, is involved.
It's FairVote, FairVote.org?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And they're the chief educators around it. There's been numerous articles in the New York Times and on the web about it. I mean, it's really, you know, you're not going to hear about it on the corporate media.
Right.
And you're right, but, you know, the irony is that it was on the ballot in Alaska. And you know who wanted it? It was the Republicans that wanted it, because they have a wild Republican Party up there that keeps spoiling it. And the Democrats are the ones that undermined it. Well,
that's a bad sign.
that's not cool. So, this is a heads up to the Democrats. We're not going to fold under again like we did in 2004.
Well, if the Democrats were against it in Alaska, I smell doom seeping in under the door jams. Democrats, I don't know what's happened to Democrats. Democrats have become the party of rabbits and chickens. They got to change. You know, get rid of the mule, the donkey for the Democrats, and let's put a great big ass chicken or a Easter bunny or some kind of a meek little animal. I don't know. I love the idea. I think it has legs. I hope. But you said this is a movement that this generation should take off on. I hope you're right, Jim. I really do.
Yeah.
All right. What was the website again?
It's www.fairvote.org.
Fairvote.org. All right, Jim.
And if they can also go to the San Francisco government and get downloadable brochures. It's our brochure is very cool. It has Cesar Chavez, Martin Luther King, and Eleanor Roosevelt as candidates.
Well, that sounds... What? I smelled...
That's San Francisco, you know.
Yeah, I smelled doom again. All right, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you checking in. What was it, Kathy? Fairvote.org? Is that what it was? No, that was it, fairvote.org. Don't be so cavalier. What do you mean something like that? I take you to the big city and you just get weird on me. Michael is calling from New York. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Before I get to my point, you pointed out about 400 pro-war protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet not a damn thing was done to them, right?
Probably not.
Probably not, which leads to why I'm calling.
They did march, Michael. I think they just all sat. They had a stage set up, and they had folding chairs, which to me sounds insane. I mean, I've never heard of a...
The fact of the matter is they still assembled. They still gathered together for a particular cause.
Well, that's true.
And they spoke their mind out. And it just goes to why I'm calling. Now, I found it was absolutely outrageous of what happened down at Washington, D.C., in San Francisco, what happened with Cindy Sheehan. It had nothing to do with them sitting on the curb. All it had to do was where they stood with this war, with Bush, and the fact that they were all critics, and the fact that we have an increasing amount of criticism and opposition going against this man. He now wants to play the manipulation factor again, even if it means violating people's rights.
I hear you.
Music in the background?
Yeah, I gotta go, Michael. All right? Thanks for checking in, pal. I hear you. You come through loud and clear. You come through loud and clear. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859. Offer not available in Nevada.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Ugh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about 26 before the hour. We were... No, we weren't. Never mind. Jason is calling from Hartsdale, New York. Let's stay with the phone calls for a while. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jason. Don't scream.
Okay. I was basically calling to first ask you a question and then give you some news.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
Do you think anything can good can come from the Bush family? Any of them? Any member?
Impeachment.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, since you're visiting New York, there's actually a member of the Bush family. Her name is Peggy Peters, and she's going to run for city council in Rye, New York.
Oh, yeah? How is she related to the Bush crime family?
She is Jane Pierce's daughter.
Well, that explains everything. Who in the hell is Jane Pierce? I don't.
You know, I guess James Pierce is Barbara Bush's on Barbara Bush's side.
Oh my God! It's like an octopus, isn't it?
Yeah, I emailed you the article so you could take a look at it.
Oh well, I can't wait to read that.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a Bush relative running for office in New York, so.
Well, is this for city council?
Yeah.
Is she running as a Republican?
Actually, she didn't want to fight the Republican for the nomination, so she's running on this like village party line. It's like she's trying to be an independent, and her quote in the paper is, "I hope people can be impartial and not look at my family, political credentials."
She said that?
Yeah.
Don't look at my family political credentials?
Well, more or less, I'm trying to.
That's like some criminal saying, "Don't look at my arrest record because those are my credentials." Oh Jesus!
Yeah, she doesn't want people to look at her family name. Basically, she wants people to look at her as an individual.
All right. Well, I hope that. Do you want her to get elected or what?
No.
Oh, okay. What do I know? I don't know from Rye, New York politics. Neither does the entire audience listening to this program, except you and three people who are listening up there on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
That's it, Mike.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Where in the hell is Hartsdale, New York? That's not a real place, right? Is there a Hartsdale, New York? Yeah. Well, all right. Where are we? This is a strange program. I swear to God it is. But that's all right. That's all right. You know what it is? We breathe too many fumes in the New York City subways today. And what's this stuff all over the microphone thing? Jesus. Whew. All right. Who was sitting? Sam was here? Did he put the schmeck on here? All this stuff was on here? Or is that coming out of me? Doug is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Long time no talk.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Doug?
Last time I was on, I got dumped for innuendo, man.
All right, no innuendos tonight, right? This is a family program. We have Christian values here.
Yeah, yeah. Innuendo is even too old. Bush would think innuendo is the Italian word for suppository, but...
All right, now be careful. You're getting close.
Okay. I had a bright...
Oh, I get it. Innuendo. All right, go ahead, Doug.
Yesterday I caught part of the debate with Galloway and Christopher Hitchens.
Really? Yeah, how was that? How did that go?
It was great. It boosted my spirits a little bit, yeah. Remarkable man, George Galloway.
Yeah?
I wholly applaud him. I think it was at Baruch University in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite enlightening. Yeah, just to make mention real quick to the gentleman that made the comment about the statement from Rush Limbaugh, that speaks volumes to me about anyone that would believe anything that Rush Limbaugh says. And the people protesting pro-war and all this stuff, and along with the energy bill and everything, it'd be kind of like if I was a deranged galley slave and being in a quandary as to how much to tip the whipper, you know?
Tip the whipper. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
But, I've been down in the dumps really, really bad for about 3 weeks. I haven't written anything. But
what's the matter, Doug?
Oh, I just think almost on bordering on insanity. It's frustration. I mean, everybody talks and it's right there. Even the blind man, Ray Charles, and he's dead, could see, you know, what's going on, but
yeah,
we're not getting anything done. I'm like you. I hate Democrats, too.
Well, I don't, you know, let me just clarify. I don't hate the Democratic leadership. I just think they're failing massively. I don't want anything to do with them. But, it's hard for me to hate them. It's hard for me to hate a coward.
Hate was pretty a strong word. I feel
sorry for him. I feel pity. It makes me not want to support the National Democratic Party because of the leadership. Republicans I hate with a deep, abiding hatred.
Yeah.
But I can't, how are you going to hate you know, Democratic leadership, the best thing you can do is just feel pity for them and hope that they will soon wake up or else get the hell out of the way so real Democrats can step in, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
All right, well, get your spirits up, Doug. You depress me when you call in. Hey, listen, when you call in like this with this hangdog thing happening, you just make me want to go open a vein. So cheer up.
No. Don't do that, man.
All right, well, cheer up a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Doug, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Cheer up. We'll talk to you again. Eddie is calling from New York, New York City. Eddie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Sure.
I met you last night at the Raven. It was a pleasure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had a good time. I really overdid it with the ginger ale, but we had a good time.
Well, I guess you're entitled.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of left you alone, because it was more like a social thing.
Yeah,
that's the business.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You probably left me alone because I was sitting in the corner drooling all over myself, right?
No. You were surrounded all night long. Well, I got to meet Molly and play with her a little bit.
What?
I got to meet your daughter.
Oh, yeah, watch it.
So I didn't make Molly cry, so that was good.
That's good. All right, now, your real reason you called in, Eddie.
The real reason I called in is to get back to, like, the point that you opened up with, which is basically demonstrations and focus and
right. Where
we're going and stuff like that. It was good to last night when everybody called in with their ideas and spot focuses. But I really think, it's very simple. I'm a New Yorker. It's very simple. This is not working.
You're right. It's very simple.
It's not working. And, you know, as far as the thugs and the fat finger thieves that are running around nowadays,
yeah. They're
not even good at what they do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. They're not even, you can't, there's no slick,
no
slickery.
Sophistication at all.
Yeah, it's just.
They have to take the first $100 million contract from New Orleans. How much could they possibly steal from that?
I know.
But they still have to pick that up.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's good, because what we have to look at is a bigger picture, as, you know, as adults, as grown-ups, as people who get it. What are we going to do for the next 50 years? Because that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a national radio show, and I'm a little more comfortable speaking now, so I'm talking to the nation with you.
Yeah.
What are you guys out there going to do? What do you want to do? What do you want this country to be? Because I'm not even sure anymore if we were the good guys in World War II. At the end of it, you know, we won and Nazis were bad, but we were way too involved. I mean, Grandpa was, you know, Franklin FDR himself wasn't a bad guy. Mike had a few discussions with him about stopping working with the Nazis before he shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all this stuff is interrelated. But what I think, and I think our major mistake as a country, when we won World War II, because it was us that put the stuff together to stop that group for world dominate. They could not dominate the world. We prevented that.
All right, wait a minute. I like that question, you know. Somebody ought to frame that question, you know, like you did, Eddie. You know, what do you want? Just ask America, what do you want? What the hell do you want? That's what Zogby, that's what these pollsters ought to say. What do you want? What do you, you know, not a multiple choice, not one of these questions. Do you support Bush in his war?
Really?
Do you support Bush in his economic? Just what do you want? What do you want, America? We're going to tilt. Either into an abyss, or we're gonna regain our footing. What do you want? That's a good question. I like that.
Head back to Camelot. It's either gonna be what Camelot. I mean, I'm 48. I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the 50s, I was born in 57.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we went through the 50s, and then the people, the kids, then the 60s, were
right.
The first generation that benefited from that those times. So they, wait a minute, you know. Things are going wrong. We don't like this war. We don't like the way the country's going with mm-hmm. the Republican administration.
Mm-hmm.
After that period, the war stopped,
we made some real effects. Nixon started the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
And progress was made and lost. And we, you know, we're not going to go through the same cycles again because...
Yeah, I hear you. Let me leave it there. Eddie, that's a good question. I'm going to leave that question hanging. That would be something to ask America. Hey, what do you want? What the hell do you want? What do you want? Okay, what do you want?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here. Not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your Office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available until 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 10 before the hour. Next, right after the break, at the top of the hour, the interview on Meet the Press with media whore number one, Tim Russert, this yesterday. And he had the guy Broussard on, what's his name, Aaron Broussard, who's the Jefferson Parish president. He's the one who wept and cried because the death of the mother of one of his one of the people that worked in his department. Well, Russert had him on, and I want to share with you part of the exchange. Russert, you know, Russert is such a vile human being. He's got to be, you know. And you can make that decision when you listen to some of this from the transcript I'm going to share with you when we come back. The Independent of the UK, you know, the British newspaper. Listen to this. U.S. forced to import bullets from Israel as troops use 250,000 bullets for every rebel killed. That's the headline. Written by Andrew Buncombe, who is you know, a writer whose byline I'm familiar with, The Independent of the UK. And it just says, U.S. forces have fired so many bullets in Iraq and Afghanistan, an estimated 250,000 for every insurgent killed, that American ammunition makers cannot keep up with demand. As a result, the U.S. is having to import supplies from Israel. Now, the company that they're using, according to this, is the company is called Israel Military Industries, an Israeli ammunition manufacturer linked to the Israeli government, which produces the bulk of weapons and ordnance for the Israeli Defense Force. We're using 250,000 bullets per dead person, per insert. Jesus. Well, man. According to the U.S. government, a government report says that U.S. forces are using almost 2 billion rounds of small arms ammunition a year. The total is more than doubled in 5 years, largely as a result of wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yada, yada. A quarter of a million bullets to kill? Oh, man. I can't handle that. I can't handle that. Who sent me that? One of the people who listens at our Fresno affiliate, KFPT, Rich. Thanks, Rich. Our troops have run out of bullets. Our troops have run out of bullets. Well, you know, in a way, that's a good thing, I guess, unless they're in a self-defense posture where they're about to be killed by the people we're trying to kill. You know, kill, 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 murder, murder, kill. And all of a sudden, there's no bullets left. It's astonishing, isn't it? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. What did we talk about last Thursday, Kathy, about Halliburton providing polluted, poisonous water to our troops in Iraq? What are they doing, scooping big buckets of this filthy stuff up out of the Euphrates River? You know, the river that used to flow through the Garden of Eden? Now it's all full of corpses and floating stuff? So what does Halliburton do? They've been feeding our troops poison, rotten food, poison water. And Halliburton's profits have gone up, what is it, 200%? What are we talking about? What was that figure we came up with last Thursday, Kathy? My God. And now, you know, we've heard the stories for 2 years now. Vehicles transporting American troops without proper armor. How many Americans have died in Iraq because of that? Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending U.S. presence there at all. I think our military ought to come home yesterday. Come on home. That, you know, that's my position. Cut and dried. No equivocation. Come home. Get out. This is not our war. This is Bush's war. Let Bush and Cheney and the rest of these sick bastards, let them go over. Bring our troops home. Bring them home now. Bring them all home. The young ones, the middle-aged ones, even the old ones. How many old guys do they have where they're fighting a war in their 50s? What's up with that? Bring them home. But aside from that, let's just pretend for a minute that there's some reason to be there. 250,000 bullets for every insurgent, and we've run out of bullets, and we're buying them from a foreign government? Oh, and it has to be Israel. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, that'll go over real well. We are killing Muslims with Jewish bullets. That's how it's going to be reported on Al Jazeera or whatever. Jewish bullets in American guns killing Arabs. You like that? Huh? You like that? Oh, my God. That's how it's going to be talked about. That's what Bush is doing. He's making it harder for everybody to even sit down and talk. He's making it impossible. I don't know. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Priscilla, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm really depressed. Have you seen that?
How's come everybody's depressed and calling me tonight? What is this, Dr. Mike?
Hey, listen, this stuff gets more and more depressing. Have you seen those dreadful photographs in America?
Oh, my. Oops. Hello? Are you there? All right, Priscilla, call back in. Call back in real quick. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser.
Thousands of utility crews are struggling in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi to restore power to the more than 1 million people left without electricity in the wake of Hurricane Rita. In southeast Texas, David Kaplan of Energy Texas says the power system took a lashing from the hurricane.
We've got thousands of poles throughout Texas are down, hundreds of transmission wires. We've got substations that are damaged. It's the worst storm we've certainly ever experienced.
Kaplan says there is some good news. He says city, state, local officials, and FEMA are working together with energy to clean up debris so crews can restore electricity. Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange, and other surrounding areas in southeast Texas are without power. The Lake Charles, Louisiana Police Department has zero tolerance against looters. Sergeant Mark Krause says they have to protect what people left after Hurricane Rita.
We asked them to leave because of this hurricane. They have entrusted us with their homes and their property, their pharmacies, their drugstores, their businesses that they've grown up and worked in all their lives.
Krause says most of the looters are those on illegal drugs and need to satisfy their habit. He says if police see anyone looking at a window, they'll be arrested and sent to jail. The U.S. Energy Department insists there is enough crude oil in the supply line even in the aftermath of Hurricane Rita. A government analyst insists inventories are nearly above average for this time of year. And President Bush says the government is ready to loan more oil from the Strategic Reserve if needed. But with a number of Gulf Coast refineries still shut down, the president is now talking about conservation and carpools. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says his sale of stock in hospital company HCA was above board. Frist made his first public comments Monday about an investigation into his sale of HCA shares.
With these efforts, I have sought to guarantee that no conflict of interest existed. Review after review has found nothing wrong.
Regarding his divestiture of HCA stock, the Tennessee Republican says he has done everything he can to make sure there is no conflict of interest by totally divesting of any HCA stock. Frist says he will cooperate with authorities to give them all the information they need. A Spanish court has sentenced a Syrian man to 27 years in jail. That man was convicted of leading an Al-Qaeda cell and helping to organize the 9/11-2001 terror attacks in the U.S. Catherine Jure reports.
Along with co-defendant Drish Chebli, 42-year-old Syrian-born Imad Yarkus, also known as Abu Darda, was also said to have set up a meeting in June of that year, which was allegedly attended by at least one of the hijackers, Mohammed Atta.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Are you in debt?
Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. One of our emailers sent this in. I'm sure you're aware that the mastermind of Abu Ghraib, Private Lindy England, was convicted today of 1 count of conspiracy, 4 counts of maltreating detainees, and 1 count of committing an indecent act. The jury of 5 male army officers took about 2 hours to reach its verdict. Other than the use of the word mastermind, what I just wrote came from the Associated Press, A.E. Barr writes. The story was filed today. AP presented this as a serious story. There's no justification for England's actions, but we are expected to believe responsibility for Abu Ghraib goes no higher than enlisted military personnel. Well, yeah. Yeah, I saw that earlier today. That she had been convicted. So that's it. The Abu Ghraib thing is now officially over. Okay? Justice has been served, and Lindy England may spend as much as 10 years in prison. Thank God. Tim Russert. I mean, thank God it's over, right? God, that was a sorry chapter in American history. This miserable private. This miserable private single-handedly committed rape with broomsticks and hanged people and electrocuted their genitals and hooded them and put attack dogs on them and forced them to pile up naked and brought in menstrual blood, fake menstrual blood. All this private did all that on her own. By God, lock her up. Oh, yeah. Aren't we glad military justice has prevailed here? Thank Jesus the traditions of the United States military are once again polished and shiny and intact. How dare this private do these sorts of things? Well, well, that's over. Now, Jesus. Aaron Broussard is the Jefferson Parish president, kind of like a county commission, head of the county commission in different states, right? They call it, you all know this, what the hell? I'm getting depressed tonight, I guess that's it. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, he was the guy on Russert's program a couple of weeks ago. who just totally lost it after being stressed out for days, after watching people die and corpses and screaming crowds and no water and heat and truckloads of ice going to Portland, Maine, and you know all the and the flooding and the disaster and the tragedy. He went on Russert's program and he cried, and he was talking about people calling from the rest home, a nursing home. Are you coming to get us today? On Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, and finally on Friday, this guy's mom died, one of the people he worked with, along with the 34, 35, 36 other old folks. Jesus, right? So he went on Russert's program, and all this came roiling out of him. We played the clip. You've seen the clip. It's just so sad. And even Russert, media whore number one, pimp that he is, didn't have anything to say that day. But he collected his wits, Tim Russert did, and he invited Aaron Broussard back on the program yesterday. And he played that videotape, Tim Russert did. Broussard. I've never watched this. Why are they taking me here, Russert? Mr. Broussard, obviously that was a very painful, emotional moment. But let me show you some of the... Mr. Broussard, sir, I've never looked at that. I've never heard that. I'm sorry. You take me to a sad place when you let me hear that, Russert. Well, it was important, I think, Broussard. Go ahead, sir. Russert. Thank you very much. Broussard, go ahead. Russert. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Take your time. But it's important, I think, Broussard. Go ahead. Russert. It's important that our viewers see that again, because MSNBC and other blog organizations have looked into the facts behind your comments, and these are the conclusions, and I'll read it for you and our viewers. It says, quote, an emotional moment and a misunderstanding. Since the broadcast and Meet the Press interview, a number of bloggers have questioned the validity of Broussard's story. Subsequent reporting identified the man whom Broussard was referring to as Thomas Rodriguez, the Jefferson Parish Emergency Services Director. Rodriguez acknowledged that his 92-year-old mother and more than 30 other people died in the St. Rita nursing home. They had not been evacuated, and the floodwaters overtook the residents. When told of the sequence of phone calls that Broussard described, Rodriguez said, no, that's not true. I contacted the nursing home 2 days before the storm, on Saturday and again on Sunday. At the same time I talked to the nursing home, I had also talked to the emergency manager to encourage that nursing home to evacuate. Rodriguez says he never made any calls after Monday, the day he figures his mother died. Officials believe the residents of St. Rita's died on Monday, the 29th, not on Friday, September 2nd, as Broussard suggested. Now, that's the end of the quote. And then Russert says, your comments, obviously, and Broussard says, sir, this... Russert says, go ahead, Broussard. Sir, this gentleman's mother died on that Friday before I came on the show. My own staff came up to me and said what had happened. I had no idea his mother was in the nursing home. It was related to me by my own staff, who had tears in their eyes what had happened. That's what they told me. I went to that man, who I love very much and respect very much, and he collapsed like a deck of cards. And I took him and put him in my hospital room with my prayer books and told him to sit there and cry out and pray away and give honor to his mother with his tears and his prayers. Now, everything that was told me about the preface of that was told to me by my own employees. Do you think I would interrogate a man whose mother just died and said, Tommy, I want to know everything about why your mother just died? The staff, his own staff, told me those words. Sir, that woman is the epitome of abandonment. She was left in that nursing home. She died in that nursing home. Tommy will tell you that he tried to rescue her and could not get her rescued. Tommy could tell you that he sent messages there through the EOC and through, I think, the Sheriff's Department. Tell Mama everything's going to be okay. Tell Mama we're coming for it to get her. Listen, sir, somebody wants to nitpick a man's tragic loss of a mother because she was abandoned in a nursing home? Are you kidding? What kind of sick mind, what kind of black-hearted people want to nitpick a man's mother's death? They just buried Eva last week. I was there at the wake. Are you kidding me? There wasn't a box of Cheerios they buried last week. That was a man's mother whose story, if it is entirely broadcast, will be the epitome of abandonment. It will be the saddest tale you ever heard. A man who is responsible for safekeeping of 500,000 people. His mother's died in the next parish because she was abandoned there. And he can't get to her, and he tried to get to her through EOC. He tried to get to her through the sheriff's office. He tries every way he can get there. Somebody wants to debate those things? My God, what sick-minded person wants to do that? What kind of agenda is going on here? Mother Nature doesn't have a political party. Mother Nature can vote a person dead, and Mother Nature can vote a community out of existence. But Mother Nature is not playing any political games here. Somebody better wake up. You want to come and live in this community and see the tragedy we're living in? Are you sitting there having your coffee? You're in a place where toilets flush and lights go on and everything's a dream and you pick up your paper and you want to battle ideology and political chess games? Man, get out of my face. Whoever wants to do that, get out of my face. Russert. Mr. Broussard, the people who are questioning your comments are saying that you accuse the federal government and the bureaucracy of murder, specifically calling on the Secretary of Homeland Security and using this as an example to denounce the federal government. And what they're saying is, in fact, it was the local government that did not evacuate Eva Rodriguez on Friday or on Saturday. And they're making that, in fact, Broussard. Sir! Russert, just let me finish. I'll give you a chance to respond. Broussard, yes. Russert. And in fact, the owners of the nursing home, Salvador and Mabel Mangano, have been indicted with 34 counts of negligent homicide by the Louisiana State Attorney General. So it was the owners of the nursing home and the local government that are responsible for the lack of evacuation and not the federal government. Is that fair? Mr. Broussard. Sir, with everything I said on Meet the Press, the last punctuation of my statements were the story that I was going to tell in about maybe two sentences. It just got emotional for me, sir. Talk about the context of everything I said. Were we abandoned by the federal government? Absolutely we were. Were there more people that abandoned us? Make a list. The list can go on for miles. That's for history to document. That's what Congress does best. Burn witches. Let Congress do their hearings. Let them find the witches. Let them burn them. The media burns witches better than anybody. Let the media go find the witches and burn them. But as I stood on the ground, sir, for day after day after day, nobody came here, sir. Nobody came. The federal government didn't come. Find the love and burn it down.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
It doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
I guess I missed my calling, 'cause I should have been a fly.
22 past the hour. Let me finish this up now. Broussard is still talking on the Russert program on Meet the Press, and this was pathetic. You know, Russert, obviously, is media whore number one. He's nothing but another one of these so-called media people who will willingly do for the Bush crime family what Monica did for Bill repeatedly over and over. You wonder why his jaw doesn't fall off sometimes. It just never stops with this guy and Russert. And a lot of people thought, oh, listen, Russert's getting tough. No, Russert is not getting tough. None of these people will ever get tough. They will have little moments where, oh, there's dead bodies! Oh, God! You know, they'll have that moment. They'll have the on-the-bridge moment. They'll have the, oh, God, what am I going to do? The levee has broken moment. They'll have the, oh, Jesus, look at all the poor brown people dying. They'll have the, oh, my God, look, there are children who can't find their parents moment. But it's a moment. And when the moment's over, they're back to being whores for the Bush crime family. Tim Russert is the classic example. So Broussard, who is being challenged now about when the old lady died. Oh, Jesus, Russert is saying to Broussard, you said she died on a Friday, and now we find out she died on a Tuesday. You lying son of a bitch, you. How dare you come on my program and lie about when the old lady died? And Broussard is trying to explain it. And you just want to say, Aaron, give it up. Give it up. Pull your microphone off the thing they put on you. Walk off the set. Get away from these poisonous bastards. Get away from Tim Russert. But he doesn't. Back to Broussard. But as I stood on the ground, sir, for day after day after day after day, nobody came here, sir. Nobody came. The federal government didn't come. The Red Cross didn't come. I'll give you a list of people that didn't come here, sir. And I was here. So anybody who's saying, oh, they were all here, you know, they weren't living on my planet. They weren't living in my parish. They did not come. I can't make it any more clear than that. Did inefficiencies, did bureaucracy commit murder here? Absolutely it did. And Congress and the media will flush it out and find it out, and those people will be held accountable. You've already given an example. These people in the nursing home in St. Bernard, they're getting indicted. Good. They ought to be indicted. They ought to get good old-fashioned Western justice. They ought to be taken out and administered like they did in the Old West. Yes, there's a lot of people that they're going to find that are going to be villains in this situation. But they're also going to find, for the most part, that the Peter Principle was squared. The Peter Principle is you promote somebody to the level of incompetency. And when you promote somebody to the level of incompetency in a life or death department, then those people should be ousted. Those people should be strung up. Those people should be burned at the stake. And I'm sure Congress and the press is going to do that. Russert. At the local, state, and federal level, Broussard. Sir, at every level, are you kidding? This is a jigsaw puzzle. This is a mosaic. The blame will be shared by everybody. The heroic deeds will be magnified as individual stories of heroics come out from different people and agencies that did eventually come here. Sir, this is chaos. It's organized chaos at best. There are plenty of heroes that have to be uncovered. There are plenty of villains that have to be uncovered. Let the process go on. Let it happen. I don't have time to do it, sir. I don't even have time to watch my own broadcast that you played to me in my ear. It pained me to hear that again because Tommy Rodriguez is a friend of mine. He works for me. I was at his mother's wake. When somebody wants to nitpick these details, I don't know what sick minds create this black-hearted agenda, but it's sick. I mean, let us recover. Let us rebuild. If somebody wants me to debate them on national TV, hey, buddy, be my guest. Make my day. Put me at a podium when I got a full night's sleep. And you will not like matching me because nobody... You will not like matching me against anybody that you want. That person is going to be in trouble. If this station or anybody else or any other station wants to do that, you just give me a full night's sleep, sir. I haven't had one in about 30 days. But you wind me up with a full night's sleep. I'll debate every detail of everything you want, sir. And it just, there's a couple more sentences, but that's enough. The point is, this rat bastard... Tim Russert, who wanted to argue with this guy about when the old lady, what time of day she really died. It's disgusting.
My father came running to me one day. Son, no need to get in a hurry to be a man. Bad situation to be in.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight. And that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks. But I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydroderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. I just, I have a hard time with Aaron Broussard listening to the things he says. The Jefferson Parish, was it Jefferson Parish? Jefferson Parish president. Because he comes right from the heart. He tells it like it is, and he says it to the wrong people. He says it to these pissants like Tim Russert. He goes on Tim Russert's toy program and talks from the heart. And then Russert and the right wing bloggers go to work on him. Go to work on the story. You know, the right-wing bloggers have put the story together. What did you worthless bastards do? Did you go down to New Orleans? Did you go out? Did you check the phone logs? Did you go poke a stick into the corpses and see if they were 4 days rotten or a week rotten? What did you do, you filthy pigs? Is there nothing that you people won't leave alone? You won't leave Kerry's military record alone? You won't leave Max Cleland's three stumps alone, the two legs and an arm he left in Vietnam. Is there anything you rotten bastards won't leave alone? Why don't you just, I don't know what. What? Leave the country? You're disgusting. You're filthy. You're ditto heads. You're limbaugh lovers. So now they go after a 90-year-old dead woman. A putrefying, rotted corpse that laid in a flood in a nursing home with rats and vermin eating at the innards of these old people, decaying flesh and rot. And you pigs go after that because Aaron Broussard said she died on a Friday and you rat bastards decided she died on a Tuesday. So you're going to attack him. Why do you attack him? Ah, you filth. Jesus Christ. God, how do I share a country with people like that? And there's Aaron Broussard sitting there on Tim Russert's program again, saying essentially, what the hell is wrong with you? Don't you have any humanity, Mr. Russert? Don't you have anything inside you that even remotely resembles sympathy or empathy or understanding or even pity? Does it all have to be this right-wing agenda garbage? Wow. All right, back to phone calls. Alice is calling from Rhode Island. Alice, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's nice to talk to you, first-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard.
And I'm depressed.
What the hell is going on? Is there a full moon?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on with me is they're taking my Air America away from me here in Rhode Island.
What?
Yeah, they've already canceled Jerry. They've already canceled Franken. They get some woman on in the morning. She's like a Laura Ingraham wannabe or something, complete drone crone, the whole bit.
Really?
And I'm so bummed out because I'm east of Providence, and I'm surrounded by radio towers, and I've tried I got a little shortwave radio. I got this old Pioneer thing, and with the wheel, you know, you can turn and tune it in. My son's moved to another state where he's been critically ill, and there's no health care. Nevada, forget it. And I can't do anything to pick up, like, they said they're phasing out the rest of y'all, too, and I just can't stand it. It's my only breath of fresh air since they cheated Bush back in the office again.
Oh, my God. Well, there's always the Internet, right?
I don't have a computer.
Oh, jeez. Now, this is WHJJ?
Yeah.
Well, what? I know nothing about this. It sucks, but I know nothing about it.
I just didn't know if anybody knew any other station I could pull in. I've called. I've even called the Air America station itself, and they didn't even know they were being taken off. But I also, like, I'm sitting here listening to you, and then I happen to see across the bottom of the screen, they've rehired Brownie.
Yeah, can you believe that? They rehired him as a consultant to FEMA because he did such a good job.
I think Bush looked at Brownie's resume, not Brown.
Yeah, I hear that.
I mean, the only thing Bush, he really loves to pour salt in the wounds, don't he?
It's astonishing. It's astonishing. This is exactly what that Aaron Broussard was talking about, the Peter Principle. People rise to their level of incompetency. You know, that book that came out back in the 70s, and everybody went, yeah, I know what you mean. The Bush crime family has turned that into an art form of putting people in these positions who couldn't find their ass with both hands, and then putting them in charge of agencies that are supposed to protect life, and what do? They butcher and murder and allow people to die.
Well, leave me, and let me tell you something. Mike, I'm a born-again Christian, and this man, to me, the Bible says, what does it do a man to gain everything if he loses his soul? And I don't even believe this guy's president at all anyway. They'll never convince me of that.
Yeah, I hear you.
He's just a lap puppet. But anyways, what little bit of truth I can hear, I enjoy just listening on the telephone what I could hear of Air America, because we have, you know, some other people come on, the local station comes on, you go for break, and it, you know, I enjoyed hearing the Mother Jones moment and everything like that. And I don't understand all these people that support, oh, we support our troops. How? They don't have any bullets. They don't have any bulletproof vests. They let the little private there take the fall for all the major criminals in Abu Ghraib, however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not the president, so I shouldn't have to be able to pronounce things.
Well, I think when people say support the troops, it's my understanding that Alabama's Jeff Sessions showed up at this pro-war, pro-death, pro-human sacrifice rally in D.C. yesterday, and you know, he's talking about support the troops, and you have to wonder, what the hell does that mean? Does that mean to stand back here in the relative safety of America and applaud and clap every time another American is murdered? Does it mean to stand here and jump up and down and thank George Bush every time a roadside explosive device goes off and three more Marines are blown into red mist? What the hell are these people talking about? Support the troops.
I know, and if we had a free press, it would get in there and show what it's like. My mother lost both her limbs to diabetes and all this, that, and the other. And it is a horrible thing to lose your limbs. Oh, my God, when she died and had to bury it, they could have practically put her in a little cigar box. It was so pitiful.
I don't. Why?
But the point is, if these people, I support my troops. I want them home, alive, well, safe, sound, all their limbs, all their eyes. That's how I support my troops. That's the real support, because we're losing America. We're not gaining anything over there.
I hear you.
Oh, Mike, cheer me up.
Okay. You just won the lottery, Alice. They'll have the check for you there in the morning, all right?
Oh, good. Then I can afford XM Radio. That's going to be the only way I'm going to be able to get y'all.
And listen, I really have some good news. You want to hear some good news?
Yes.
I saved a whole bunch of money on my life insurance, my car insurance. I switched to GEICO, okay?
Oh, please. I called them a couple times, too, but I know what's going to happen. I got slammed last year after those other hurricanes. They raised up my car insurance $100, so I'm going to get slammed again, and I didn't do nothing.
I hear you. Hey, listen, Alice, thanks for checking in. I'm sorry about WHJJ. I wish there was something we could do. I'm sorry. I had no idea that was happening. Oh, well, we'll pick up their competitor. Don is calling from East Rutherford, New Jersey. Hey, Don.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I went to the rally on Saturday. I've been volunteering with United for Peace and Justice for their last three marches, I think.
Uh-huh.
I marched the first on March 20th, 03, just before the war, I guess it was.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. We were there.
I marched. And in February, when Bloomberg in New York City wouldn't give us the march permit, we stood at a rally. It was 10 degrees. There was no time to be standing still. But then I decided I had to do more, and I've been volunteering. And I think we do it for ourselves. I do it just because I get hope from seeing all these other people that feel the same way that I do.
Yeah, yeah. I just wish the point I was trying to make Sunday night at the Raven here in New York was it was just a question of what. And I guess the question came out of frustration. There were 10 million people around the world who demonstrated against the Iraq War before it ever happened.
Right.
10 million. I mean, when you stop and think about that, my God, there's never been anything like that. And yet the war went on, and the slaughter went on, and the butchery of the Iraqi people, and the deaths of the American soldiers. And the question I raised the other night was, are these demonstrations effective more than re-energizing the people who do show up? And I think it's a fair question. And I don't think it's a negative question. I'm curious. I've made a very clear point of saying we don't have any answers on this program. All I have is right. questions, just like everybody right. else. So I just wonder about that.
Well, we all know George wouldn't watch and wouldn't care if he did watch, so we're not going to affect his judgment, his opinion, his determination to go forward with this war. He intends to take over the Middle East oil fields. That's part of the project for the new American century agenda.
And, yeah, and to build all those military bases. Hey, Don, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it, and keep up the work. I think United for Peace and Justice is a good organization. Thanks, Don. Thanks for checking in. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? 1005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. AmpliEar is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your AmpliEar 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second AmpliEar 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your AmpliEar and hear even a whisper.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key.
Thanks to the crew who made the program possible tonight. Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, who engineered the program. David Fizikas, our associate producer, who handled the calls. Kathy Bay, our executive producer, and our out-of-studio gang, Mark and Chris and geez, I'm drawing Jim in Arkansas and who am I forgetting, Kathy? Ben at White Rose Society. Thanks to everybody who does this night after night after night after night. Mark is calling from St. Pete. Mark, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, this is Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Hey, how you doing? How's the T-shirt thing coming?
Oh, it's going. It's going more and more.
How about the bumper sticker thing?
Certainly. I've got free bumper stickers, and I wrote the book, Just Say No to Fascism.
That's right, the book, too. You got all kinds of stuff. All right, Just Say No to Fascism.com.
Certainly.
All
right. Mike, this is the Democracy Dojo, and you are the master.
I am the sensei.
Certainly.
Yeah.
You know, in talking to our fellow citizens, ordinary American working people share common ground, left and right. We all want our constitutional democratic republic back. We all disapprove of government oppression. As we show proof of this regime's oppression, former ditto heads are going to come back home to the party of the people and help us weed the elitist DLC influence out of it for good. You know, all we got to do is point out the lies. Regarding the D.C. protests, Fox News didn't say anything about D.C. Sunday. 150,000 to 500,000 people. Why? This is proof.
Yeah.
Roger Ailes worked for Nixon. Cheney and Rumsfeld, too. Nixon was disgraced for undermining our Constitution. They're doing it again. You know, ordinary American working people understand courage versus cowardice. They recognize tax cuts for the rich during war is stealing. They recognize a poverty draft. You know, in World War II, everybody went. They recognize apathy, indifference, denial, cowardice. Americans, left, right, independent, understand we need to start holding officials to their oath to defend the Constitution.
I think we ought to start holding officials to, I don't know, capital punishment. Let's bring out the guillotine. You know, that's what the French did, right?
Well, I don't even think it needs to go that far, Mike. I think.
Oh, I do. You know, Mark, if a few heads would roll, maybe it would get everybody's attention. You know, just set the guillotine up there on Pennsylvania Avenue and just start bringing them all out one after the other. Right? Give them a quick trial. I'll tell you what. Let Lindy England be the judge and the jury. Let her sit up there and she can decide, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, and then get those tumbrils turning and you know, just, have you ever heard a guillotine going up, the blade going up when they take it way up, you know, before they drive? You ever heard that sound?
Well, they certainly did a number on Marie Antoinette, and Bush's mommy sort of acted like Marie Antoinette.
Well, I've never heard a real guillotine blade go up, but I've seen it in the movies. I've heard of the movies. It's a really creepy sound. And then when they release it, and there's that, shoom.
You know,
there's something reassuring about that. At least when you hear that sound, you know that justice is being served, right?
Well, there's a finality to it. These guys are guilty of war crimes.
I say bring out the guillotine.
They do need to be brought to justice. And
as we say in Atlanta, the guillotine.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, left, right, we're all working against government oppression. Look at Timothy McVeigh. He was a ditto head. Look what he did. He was concerned. He was lost. He didn't know what to do. We all know that big government as an oppressive instrument is bad for everybody, and that's where everybody agrees. And also, everybody on both sides of the spectrum knows that America is defined by our Constitution, and every last person in the United States government and the military rose their hand and swore an oath to their God that they would defend that Constitution. And if we work together, left and right, to bring our officials to honor that oath, we got a chance, Mike.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we do.
I hope like hell we do, Mike, because if we don't, then it's gonna go down and it's gonna be very ugly. And I don't want to be a part of that. I wanna save this thing.
I hear you. Hey, always good to hear from you, Mark. Take care, okay?
Just say no to fascism, Mike.
Yeah, I'll do it. No. Just say no to fascism.com. If y'all haven't gone to his website, do it. Go check it out. It's a good website. Jerry's calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry. Hey, guess what? You got about 45 seconds, pal, but that's all right.
Well, on this weekend's anti-war protest, and Sidney Sheehan, what was done to her arrest was totalitarian and a violation of the First Amendment right. But what about the Democratic politicians like Hillary Clinton, Joseph Biden?
Don't even go there.
I mean, why weren't they there at the anti-war rally?
Yeah, right.
And especially Russell Feingold, because Russell Feingold has, my understanding is he voted against the war, and he himself has called Democrats too timid on this issue. I'm telling you right now, if the Democrats can't take a stand against the Iraq war and in favor of bringing the U.S. troops home now with public opinion polls on their side, when the Democrats going to grow a spine on this issue of Iraq?
It's not going to happen, Jerry. It's not going to happen.
Then I'm not going to vote for them.
Well, I hear you.
The Democrats have to start taking us progressives for granted like this and expecting that we're automatically going to vote for them no matter what.
You're saying what has to be said. You can't back National Democrats. If you back National Democrats until they develop the courage that they used to have, it's a waste of time. Jerry, thanks. I got to leave it there. All right, folks, I'll see you tomorrow night. All right, we're going to be here in New York City all week, so I'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same station. Thanks a lot for participating. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access